The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "In those days after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from the sky, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great glory and power. And then he will send out his angels to gather his elect from the four winds and from the ends of the earth to the end of the sky. Learn a lesson from the fig tree. When its branch becomes tender and sprout leaves, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, you will know that he is near, at the gates. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But of that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good evening, everyone. Today, here at Holy Family, we have designated it as Discipleship Sunday, and that's a celebration of your commitment and involvement in the parish. And I'm delighted to introduce to you Sabine Fragoso, who is going to speak about her path of discipleship here at Holy Family.
Good evening. Serendipity may have played a large part in my introduction to Holy Family Church. My parents were married here 29 years ago, and it was my brother who was first to be christened in the baptismal font and first to walk through the doors of Holy Family. I followed soon thereafter, 5 years later to be exact. We are both proud alumni of HFS, class of 2012 and 2016. However, it is my belief that while my parents may have carried me through the doors of Holy Family, the personal connection I hold to Holy Family Church is independently and uniquely my own. It has grown through the knowledge gained in my education, the great community of family and friends that serve as guides and models of living a life based in faith, and the call to be of service and of sharing our gifts with others. Attending Holy Family, I learned that in addition to the three R's, reading, writing, and arithmetic, there was actually one more R to take into account. That was religion. As part of our religious education, we not only learned about the church and its teachings, but we had the privilege of celebrating Mass as a school. We prepared readings, hymns, and offerings. Religion for us included preparing for and receiving the sacraments of reconciliation and communion. As a class, we would also partake in community service, whether it be ministry for the elderly or walking to the St. Joseph Center and volunteering at the food bank. I have a memory where every year my dad would be in charge of our class's continental breakfast. That Sunday, he'd wake me up very early to receive the delivery of the dozens of donuts, make the coffee, and set up for the day. Getting up those 8 years was not always easy, and I did not always come along with a joyful heart. But I do remember that at the conclusion of the day, I was always happy I did. Here I learned the true significance of giving back to the community and how a small action can create a big impact in an individual's life or a whole community. Soon after graduating from Holy Family, I began my preparation to receive the sacrament of confirmation. During this 2-year process, I found a different lens from which to understand my faith and God's presence in my life. It was also here that I learned service to others is service to God. While I haven't had to get up early for a continental breakfast in a couple of years, I have found new ways to strengthen my faith as a member of our church. Participating in the liturgy has been a privilege for me. Through the preparation and sharing of the readings as a lector, I have found inspiration, a sense of meaning and purpose, and a deeper connection to the world around me. A connection to Holy Family Church that will endure through worship, through community, and through service. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sabine, for that beautiful testimony of your discipleship and your commitment to serving your parish and your community. So that generosity of spirit that Sabine exhibits is replicated in so many ways with all of you sitting here. The fact that Holy Family is a thriving and dynamic parish that it is a testament to each of you and to our whole parish community. We couldn't be the parish we are without your involvement, without your volunteering, and without your commitment of financial resources. I've been reflecting quite a lot the last week or so, especially in light of the terrible things that have been happening to us here in California, and especially in Southern California, between the shooting in Thousand Oaks and the terrible forest fires that we've had throughout the state, about what a haven a Holy Family is. There might be all kinds of crazy things happening in our world, and certainly some really disturbing things happening in our church. But Holy Family remains a constant source of love and inclusivity and mercy, all of our wonderful Catholic values. It's a place where each of us can come when we're dealing with the trials and tribulations and sorrows that we inevitably go through at some point in our life. We can come here to be comforted. It's also a place where we can come and celebrate our joys and happiness. It's a place which nurtures us and helps us to grow and deepen our faith. It's a place where we can learn from one another what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. It's a place, it's a community of faith where our faith is passed on from generation to generation, and where we invite new people to come to the table of the Lord so that our faith will be carried on into future generations. And perhaps most importantly, it's a place which acts as a springboard so that we can go back out into the community to serve those who are on the margins, who are excluded, and who need the loving hands and feet of Jesus Christ, which we're called to be. Whether that's through Mission Haiti, the Giving Bank, through serving at Dolores Mission, or Our Lady of Guadalupe, or any of the number of parish ministries we have, or whether that's through volunteering in the kind of the causes, the worthy causes and charities that you hold dear to your hearts. We are acting as disciples. We are modeling ourselves on Jesus Christ and taking his light into the world. And that's because this community of faith here at Holy Family has shaped and formed and sent us forth to be the light of Christ in the world. But we can't do any of this without you. And so my task tonight is to invite you all to either continue to support Holy Family as you have so generously been doing, or perhaps to consider beginning to do so if you're not already supporting Holy Family in some way. If you're a registered parishioner, you should have received in the mail, hopefully within the last day or two, this commitment card. And some of you have already been generous enough and have filled it out and returned it to us. So if you've done that already, if you've made your commitment to 2019, for 2019, then thank you very much. If you haven't yet had a chance to complete a commitment card, then I would invite one member of each household to take one of the cards out of the pew holders in front of you. And I think our ushers have additional cards and pens if you need them. And as you see, there are a number of different ways that you can give to Holy Family. Many people still give using the Sunday offertory envelope, but increasing numbers of you are also giving through online giving, and we can automatically deduct your donation to Holy Family either from your bank account or from your credit card. And that's very helpful for us because it means that even if you're not here, if you're on vacation or away for a while, that we will still continue to get that consistent financial support. If you've been giving to Holy Family already and are willing to continue to give to our wonderful parish, then I would invite you to consider whether or not you can increase your giving by 5 or 10% depending obviously on your family's budget. But that's very helpful for us because our costs go up every year, as do your household costs. And so our utilities are a little bit higher every year, our salaries go up, the bills go up. And so if you're able to increase your offertory giving, then that really is very, very helpful. Sometimes people feel that they can't give enough or they can only give a very small amount to Holy Family and that we're not grateful for that. But I want to tell you and assure you that whatever you can give to Holy Family is a great gift and a blessing to this parish community, and you participate in helping to build the body of Christ. If you've not given before and would like some help in setting up online giving, then you can check the box there, and Teresa Shaw, who is our data services manager, will be very happy to reach out to you and walk you through the steps of what it takes to set up online giving. If you've, even if you've, you're already giving to Holy Family and you're registered, I would invite you just to complete the bottom part of the card with your contact information. And that's really for two reasons. One is that we have a lot of parishioners here at Holy Family who have the same name. So we want to make sure that we're crediting your gift to the right person. And then secondly, it just helps us to keep our database up to date so that we make sure that we've got your latest email address and all your other contact information and that that is correct. If you are interested in volunteering, then this card also will give you the opportunity to be, if you mark the box on the left-hand side of the card, then our Director of Volunteers, Mary Schmoller, will be more than happy to reach out to you and set up an appointment to talk about how you might want to participate in one or more of our more than 90 ministries. So this is a very thriving and active parish, as you know. And then finally, when you finish, if you just would please sign your commitment to Holy Family, that will be great. And if you've given some sensitive information, like your credit card information, then please, there should be some envelopes in the pew holders in front of you, so you can put the commitment card in an envelope. And then I'm going to ask you to hold on to the card or the envelope until the offertory giving time. And at that time, please just drop the card into the baskets as they go around. So all that remains is for me to say a very big thank you to each and every one of you for everything that you do to make Holy Family this amazing and wonderful parish that it is. And please know that it's your witness, it's your action in the world that is helping to transform our community and our world and continues to be the light of hope as we model Jesus Christ in the world around us. So thank you for all that you do, and God bless you.
So along with Cambria and all the rest of the staff here, we want to say that word of gratitude, and we say especially to those who are at home that you're part of that too, and that prayerful support of this community, your volunteerism, maybe some of that you can't do anymore, but the prayer and the intercession on behalf of the wonderful ministries here is an important part of that. And as a pastor of another parish, I would just say the gift of regularity of donations allows us in any place to be able to make sure that we know whose salaries we can pay and what things that we can do in the future. So once again, with Cambria and the rest of our team here, thank you for your kind generosity of the past in donation, in volunteering, and in prayerfulness for this wonderful community of faith and justice and truth. So it's in that context we stand, as we do every Sunday. And as Cambria said, there are times when we get frustrated with either the church or society or the world and creation, and why is this God happening? This morning at Juvenile Hall Mass, I was preaching and I said to the young people, I said, "What are you afraid of?" And there was dead silence. And I gave them some ideas. Finally, one kid put a hand up, and these are all incarcerated kids from 8 to 18 years old. And he said, "Police." Now we have guards around us during Mass. We have different things that we can be afraid of in different parts of the world. And the scripture says that we can be overwhelmed with that fear or we can respond in faith. And this community does that in so many ways. While we say this in faith each week, do we reject that voice of Satan that wants to say, all of these terrible things make us fearful? Do we say no to that because we believe in the God who's ever faithful? Do we reject Satan? I do. And when we reject Satan, do we say yes to God the Father, the creator of all things, the heavens and the earth, all that we know and all that is beyond? Do we say yes to this God? I do. Do we say as Christian people, yes to Jesus Christ, who was born, who lived, preached, healed, he died among us, he rose from the dead, he is seated at the right hand? How many of us say yes to this Jesus?